Blackstone presents A Storm in the Stars, a novel, by Don Zancanella. This book is read by Sarah Nichols. Sister, I hear the thunder of new wings. Percy Bysshe Shelley, Prometheus Unbound. Prologue, London, 1797. In August of 1797, a comet appears over London, splitting the night sky. To William and Mary Godwin, awaiting the birth of a child, it seems an auspicious sign. But when the babe emerges from its mother's womb, the placenta fails to follow. A surgeon is called. Upon his arrival, everyone, even the midwife, is sent from the bedchamber. William listens at the door, but can hear nothing. At last, the surgeon steps into the hall, his hands covered in blood. "How fares my dear wife?" William asks. "Quite well. I was successful in my efforts." But the doctor is mistaken. 2 days later, signs of infection appear. William places the infant in the care of a nurse, and then sits beside his wife's bed. When she's awake, he reads to her from The Fairy Queen. After a while, she whispers, "Some lines from Canto 9, if you please." He nods and skips ahead. Her fever rises, and he holds a cold compress against her brow. Yet even as she fails, he refuses to pray. Among his most deeply held beliefs is that God does not exist. The surgeon returns, but this time has nothing hopeful to say. In fact, he seems eager to be out the door. Mary sleeps for a few hours, only to awaken soaked in sweat. With the help of a neighbour woman, William bathes her. He feeds her what she'll accept, a little porridge, a little broth, but forgets to feed himself. She shakes so violently he fears the bed will collapse. "Husband, save me," she says. Then, late one night, she begins finding it difficult to breathe, and before help can be summoned, she dies. She was called Mary, so the child shall be called Mary as well. Part 1, 1802 to 1814. Mary. Mary and her sister Fanny are to accompany their father on a walk. Mary has recently begun dressing herself, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?